Northlakes Endocrinology. Sarah speaking.
Yeah, hi Sarah. My name's Tony Elliott Lees. I'm just ringing. I've got an appointment booked for, I think it's the 16th of December.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to bear with me. The 16th of December, and it's been moved forward from 3:05 to 2:45.
Okay, which doctor were you with?
Dr. Vishu Sangarangapapa.
Okay. Dr. Vishnu. Oh, yep, okay, I've got you there. Yep, 2:45
okay.
On the 16th, yep.
Yeah, my question is, I've already submitted a blood test that has been sent to the doctor, and hence I guess that's why he's able to see me, because of the blood test results.
Mm-hmm.
Will he be sending me for another blood test?
I guess that depends. So when was the last blood test done?
It was within the last 2 months.
Okay. he might, depending on what he wants to do with your treatment going forward. So let me just have a quick look and see.
Because what I was thinking, to cut down on time, I can just go to my GP and request a blood test, and then I turn up on the day with the second one.
Let me just see there. So the last one looks like it was the 12th of September.
Yes.
I mean, look.
It's just a friend of mine said for the treatment being like I've been diagnosed with a low testosterone level, they said to me, well, doctors usually require 2 blood test results to show up before they prescribe TRT.
Yeah, so that would depend. So had you had one previously to the one in September? Or was this the first one that you'd done?
That was the first one. Yeah.
All right. So, look, you're more than welcome to. He may or may not request one on the day. It just really depends what he wants to do with your treatment. So he has obviously agreed to assess you. That doesn't guarantee that you're going to get TRT treatment. So,
gotcha. Yeah.
They don't, you know, it's not like a case of you come in, he goes, yep, no worries, and hands you a prescription immediately. He really does like to investigate the root cause and try and find things out.
Yeah.
So, so it depends. If you want to get another one done prior to, even if it's just a week before, so that then he can see, yep, this is exactly what's going on with your levels right now, then that will obviously make it a bit easier for him to look at treatment, and then likely he will want to see you in another, you know, couple of months or something, and then see what's happening with your treatment and get some more bloods then and see if anything's changed. So it wouldn't hurt, absolutely, because it'll be fresh and he can see exactly what's going on with your levels.
All right, cool. That's good information. And another question I have.
Yeah.
When I first spoke to someone there, there was two levels of payment for the session there. One was was 300 and something, and one was 600 and something. I can't remember why there was two different levels. Would you be able to explain that?
Yep. So we have two different Medicare codes that we use. So you are allocated a time period for your new consult, which is about 45 minutes to an hour. So it really depends on how complex it is. So in the case of generally with most of our testo patients that come through, they're not super complex. So you'd probably be looking at the 390, which would give you a Medicare rebate of 152. Generally, the next one up is 490 and you get 265. That's if it's more complex, if you have multiple comorbidities going on, multiple health issues, and the doctor does spend a lot more time with you in that first consult, then you would be charged the 490. Testos are generally straightforward, but we do like to quote both so that the patients know, like, worst case, what they'd be up for would be 490, but you do get a decent Medicare rebate out of it. So, but you're likely to be the 390.
390, okay. Yep. And my final question if I get prescribed, is that a PBS, is under the PBS scheme,
so
or is it
looking at
out
your
of that?
current level that we had in September, which is 10.1, no. So with the specialist involvement, they typically get involved in low testo levels when they are two consecutive levels or six and under. They are the Medicare guidelines set forward for you to maybe be able to have your PBS prescription. So with your levels the way they are, you would likely not get the PBS, but he can still investigate. And then in that case, if you wish to go forward, he can write a letter to your GP and your GP can continue to prescribe you a private prescription for TRT if that's what he decides to put you on. And then you don't have to continue to pay specialist fees. I think it's around $100. I'm not 100% certain. For the full prescription. So if you're going and you're not covered by the PBS, I think it's around $100, but it also does depend what delivery method he gives you. So if it's an injection,
is that
if it's
over
a gel
how long?
Or... Yes. So they're different.
So what would the $100 one be? Would that be for a month or 2 months or three or six?
I think, so generally it would get you, so he would get you... I think usually it's probably like maybe up to 6 weeks worth of treatment. I'm not 100% sure. Please don't quote me on that. Yeah.
No, that's all right. That's just good information. 6 weeks for a $100 prescription. Okay.
Yeah, roughly.
Depending
on your dosage as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, that's great information. Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.